This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday that Israel will continue to strike in Gaza as long as necessary and do its utmost to avoid civilian casualties. Israel's missile attacks on the densely populated Palestinian enclave killed a top Islamic Jihad commander and left a crater in a seven-story office building that Israel's military said was used by Gaza's Islamist rulers, Hamas. Israel pummeled Gaza with airstrikes Monday, and Palestinian militants launched rockets at Israeli cities, despite a flurry of U.S. and regional diplomacy that has so far failed to halt more than a week of deadly fighting. Gaza health officials put the Palestinian death toll since hostilities flared up last week at least 212, including 61 children and 36 women. 10 people have been killed in Israel, including two children. Hamas began its rocket assault last Monday after weeks of tensions over a court case to evict several Palestinian families in East Jerusalem. And in retaliation for Israeli police clashes with Palestinians near the city's Al-Aqsa Mosque, Islam's third holiest site, during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Iceland, where he's joining talks on climate change and takes part in an Arctic Council ministerial meeting. State Department said that he's meeting with the Icelandic president and to discuss the U.S.-Icelandic priorities related to climate change, human rights, bilateral cooperation in the Arctic.